He is in his fourth full season as Hoosiers head coach. Indiana with a really impressive win over number 23 Michigan on Saturday, 38-21. That's their first win over Michigan in 33 years. Indiana is undefeated. They're 3-0. They're number 10 in both polls. They're at Michigan State on Saturday, noon Eastern. We are joined by Indiana head coach Tom Allen. Tom, welcome back. Good to have you on the show. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to be back on the show.
Good to have you back on the show. So you're coming off that win over Michigan where you were up 24-7 at half thanks to Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, and your defense forcing three and outs on Michigan's first four possessions. Let me start right there. What was your message to the team before the game, and then how pleased were you with the way they came out, set the tone, and dominated from the outset?
You know, we just felt like we needed to start fast. You know, that's something we hadn't done. I didn't feel like in the last couple of games, especially offensively. And so to me, against an opponent of Michigan's caliber, I just felt like that was going to be a huge thing for us, and made a big deal about it during the week, and the emphasis on execution and being able to be locked in right from the very beginning. And so, man, I thought our guys started fast and then finished strong, both the half and the end of the game. So really pleased with the way our guys responded to that challenge.
Indiana coach Tom Allen, my guest. I want to get to the rest of the game in a moment, but before I do that, I want to talk about something that took place in the locker room after the game. Somebody yelled out, "Hey, coach," and then the rest of the team shouted, "We love you," and then you jumped into their arms. It really was an amazing moment. Can you describe what that moment felt like to you?
Well, it's just a special bond with our team here. There's such a strong amount of passion and emotion that we feel for each other because we've been through so much together. And the guys, they believed in me when they came here as recruits, and we sold a vision for what we thought we could do here. And, I believe we could do the things that we're doing right now. And not everybody agreed with me, but these players did, or they wouldn't have come. And so for these guys to be able to just respond that way, I mean, the only thing I can just do is just jump into their arms, man. I was just so happy for them, and for them to be able to be rewarded for believing and for all the things that we've asked them to do and sacrifice and how hard they've worked. And I just love them, and they love me right back.
You can tell. Tom Allen joining us. In fact, I said that I would get back to that notion of love in a minute, but I'd rather just keep it there for one more second. I mean, when you talk about that, love each other, why is that such an important concept to you as a coach and one that you have at the center of your program?
Well, I just think it's about relationships. And when the players know that you love them more as an individual person than as a football player, everything changes. And that's how we built this program. That's how I built my whole coaching career. That's what I was modeled by my father. And it's about people. It's about relationships. It's about coaching from the heart to the heart. And, you know, I feel that this is what I was called to do. I feel like this is why the good Lord put me on this earth, was to be a football coach, to impact lives through this profession and this great sport of football. And when you're doing it for those reasons, and when you believe you've got an ulterior purpose that's way bigger than the game, I think the guys, they understand that. I want these guys to be, great men. I want them to be future husbands and fathers that have character and stand up for what they believe in and learn to fight for what they believe in. And to me, it's just a powerful thing when they understand it's not about just, you know, going out there and winning football games for the guys around. It's about doing things together that are special. And so that's what LEO means to me. And it's not about me. And I don't care who gets the credit. I want this whole football team to have that mindset.
Indiana head coach Tom Allen joins us. So you held Michigan to 13 rushing yards. You nearly doubled them up in terms of times of possession. From the outside, that felt like a pretty complete domination, both in terms of the score and the physicality. So how pleased were you with the physicality on both sides of the ball?
I'm very pleased. And I knew that was going to be the key. And it all starts up front. In our program, we talk about big men lead the way. On the offensive line, on the defensive line, they set the tone. You got to be able to run the football and stop the run. And we were able to do both of those things, and then obviously we throw the football effectively. And I just feel like that, that's how you win games. That's how you finish games. We were able to get the ball back with 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter and never gave it up again by running the football, running the clock out, making them burn their timeouts. And so to me, that was a critical part. That's our weight room. It's our toughness. It's our grit. It's the fight of this program. And I'm just really proud of the guys and the way they're able to finish it out on Saturday.
We're talking to Tom Allen. Tom, let me get you to go back to Penix for a minute, because his high school coach, Jason Roberts at Tampa Bay Tech, has talked about all the things that other programs thought that Michael could not do. Like, some want him to play defense. Others didn't want a left-handed quarterback, and on and on. When you watch him play, what are the things that jump out to you in terms of what he can do and what makes him special?
Well, first of all, you know, he has a really innate ability to read coverages, just very instinctive with understanding defensive concepts and where the ball needs to go, makes those decisions very quickly. And then you mix in the natural talent of a quick release, a strong arm. The velocity of that football is coming at you quick, and it's able to just knife right in there. He's extremely accurate. And that, to me, is the quality that just makes for a great quarterback. So I thought he was a quarterback from day one, never even talked about or even, you know, thought about playing any other position. Thought he had great leadership skills. He's quiet, but he has a quiet confidence about himself, and he absolutely is never too big. The moment's never too big for him, and it's been that way since day one. And he just is calm and cool out there and just making plays.
All right, so when you and I spoke before the season started, we talked about all the things that had not been done in a long time at IU before you took over. And the fact that you're accomplishing those things right now, like, that was the first win over Michigan in 33 years. I know you're on to the next challenge, but if I were to get you to stop and think on that for a minute, how significant does that feel?
Well, it's a big deal. You know, I was a senior in high school the last time Indiana beat Michigan. And to be able to do something that many others have struggled to do. And, you know, since I've been here, we've had some close calls and we're not able to finish. And it just to be able to just kind of erase some of these negative things that people decide that you can't do based on your past. And that, to me, has been the big challenge to this football program, to these players, is to not listen to those things. And there's no doubt, we've been, every time we turn around, there's another milestone that we're able to cross off, or we haven't done this since this many years ago. And to me, that just feeds into the whole mindset that we got a strong belief here in this program, and we're not going to be judged, and we're not going to be, you know, our future is not going to be dictated based on our past.
So not only that, but also a strong culture, a strong identity. As an example, defensive back Reese Taylor was asked after the game about the goal of being a top 10 defense in the season or for the season. His response was, quote, "We should be number one in the country in my eyes." Like, what does that tell you about the culture and the identity and the belief you're talking about that you've been able to build and instill in this program?
Well, from day one, I've told our team this: before there's a reality, there's a mentality. And if you don't believe in yourselves, why should anybody else? And so with that mindset in place, we've just said, hey, this is what I believe we can do here. If you believe this, get on board. If you don't, then you just need to step aside and let somebody else take your place. And that goes for coaches and players. And that's been that way from the very beginning. And these guys have bought in. We've set goals. We set things. And then we go work to achieve those. And we work our tails off here. And we don't just sit here and talk about things. We have a tremendous work ethic. And there's a toughness that's built in this program. And there's just an absolute belief and a desire to be able to accomplish those things that many said we could not do. So to me, it's a collective effort of everybody doing their job, everybody doing little things right every single day, and that creates that belief. And to me, it's about preparation.
I like that, Bullock. Before there is a reality, there is a mentality. All right, so one final thought. Next up is Michigan State Saturday. It is early in the week, of course, but what concerns you the most about facing them?
Well, I think they have a very, very talented receiver core. That's how they beat Michigan. They shoot the ball over their head consistently. And a lot of accuracy from their quarterback, big physical offensive line, physical defense. You know, that's a program that's built off those principles as we played them over the years, always that way. And they got an edge about them. And so to me, very good football team. Big Ten, road game. We got to be at our very, very best. We can't be sitting here and reading our press clippings and listening to everybody talk to us about how excited they are about what we're doing. And to me, it's about a 1-0 mindset. We got to do a great job preparing this week and play our best football on Saturday in East Lansing.
We were talking to Tom Allen. First win over Michigan in 33 years. They are 3-0. They are number 10 in both polls, and that is the next opportunity, the next challenge. Michigan State at East Lansing on Saturday. Tom, thank you very much. Good to have you back on the show.
Oh, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great day.
You too. Great talking to you. What a great, great win that was. But not surprising at all. We talked about that coach for a minute. Tom Allen can straight up coach. As I mentioned, I think at this point, when you look at Indiana, you look at Michigan, they've got the better program. They've got the better team, and they've got the better coach. If you look at his resume and you look at what he's accomplished, he's made everybody better. Everybody. Ole Miss, South Florida. He was in Indiana as their D coordinator before he was named head coach. Very smart. Great energy. a, quote, love-based coach. His players love him. What a great story that is. That somebody yelled out in the locker room, hey, coach. And then the rest of the team yelled out, we love you. I mean, normally that would seem like so cheesy, right? But when you think about that going down at a high-level program, and that's not like some peewee football right there. That's IU. That's Indiana after a win over Michigan. And the entire team saying, we love you, coach. And he runs into their arms, man. It's kind of a cool, cool moment, especially since they mean it. And they go out and they execute off it.